As promised, 46 minutes past four, joining me on the line is Basil Manuel. I'll tell you a little bit more about Basil just now, but last week, the Department of Education announced its intentions to remove maths as a compulsory subject for pupils studying accounting until matric. The department has gazetted the proposed change to the Schools Act for public comment. Anyone interested in the potential change can send comments to the department by the 4th of August. Now, the Department of Education spokesman Troy Martin said feedback from parents, teachers and pupils revealed that many pupils who do not want to study pure math still had an interest in accounting. But what would be the impact of this? Is government just lowering the standards to ensure learners pass, or are there some positives to it? Basil Manuel, the executive director at NAPTOSA, the National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa, though, seems to think there's plenty of positives in this. Basil, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abs. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. Basil, I will say, you know, coming from, we have a history in South Africa where we've seen a slight decline each and every year, almost each and every year, of, you know, the matric pass rates. And one of the opinions or sites that we have as a community, or I have as Abs, is I've always looked at the department and said that, you know, most of the changes that they make is just to make them, it's just to make themselves look better. So that, you know, they're making it easier for students to flow through secondary so that they can just show greater results in matric. With this latest proposal, do you believe that there's positives to it?
Certainly we do. And let me first agree with you. Sometimes some of the changes are just cosmetic. But in this instance, we've seen over a period of time some of the very good reasons why we need to change what is called the rules of combination. At the moment now, one of the rules says that if you do accounting, you must do pure maths. However, there are hundreds of children who want to do accounting, but will just not pass maths. If you make them do pure maths, they are going to go into it with the subject that they fail. And yet these kids, that group of children, not the child who wants to become an accountant or a CA and so on. We're not talking about that group of kids. We're talking about the children who will use accounting for other reasons, reasons such as maybe they will just become an accounts clerk or something like that. Those children are robbed of the opportunity. The impact has been that this year, 2017, we've seen a drop in children taking accounting, where accounting has now, it has less than 50,000 than the previous year. 50,000 children in matric doing accounting, which is a crisis. We can't have that few people taking up accounting. And that is where the beginning of the positives lie, by removing this rule. It is not to say that you don't need to do mathematics with accounting. If you are intending to make accounting a major career move, such as you're going to study it later, you have to do it with pure maths. But this is to ensure that the child who can still pass accounting but is not going to pass maths also has that choice.
That sounds, look, it does really, really sound like a valid argument. I've had, you know, one of the conversation I've had in my circle, or in the groups with my circle of friends has been that at what grade can we as a community or as a school or as a country say this is the grade where pretty much most students have an idea of what they want to do and it's concrete? Because one of the fears from the communities is that if we allow them to drop mathematics thinking that they're going to be taking a certain stream, what happens when they get to university and they want to take a different stream than the one they thought they were going to be taking, but they'd already dropped accounting? What happened then? I hope that makes sense, the question.
It certainly does. Look, this choice can only be made in grade 10. It can't be made earlier than that, because up to grade 10, that is really the only place where these rules of combination come into play. That is where you must now have made all sorts of choices, and that has been since time immemorial. Many people will still argue that even at that stage, children aren't mature enough for this, but hopefully it's not only going to be maturity, but also they would have demonstrated their ability. Remember, we are having a problem with mathematics. And part of the problem, Abs, with maths is not that children don't have ability, but it's also got to do with the fact that the vast majority of our teachers are teachers of mathematics and not mathematics teachers. In other words, they're not trained. And this is where our department has failed, because we've made maths compulsory over the years, which is a good thing, and NAPTOSA certainly supports that. However, we haven't invested enough in ensuring that we have a cohort of teachers that is able to teach maths with greater confidence and bring more people into the maths cohort.
And that was going to be my next question, Basil, as I invite the listeners to also join in the conversation. We are 8 minutes now to five. Good morning. Thank you so much to you. We're joined on the line by Basil Manuel, the Executive Director of NAPTOSA. We're talking about the Department of Education proposing to drop mathematics as a compulsory subject when doing accounting. And we're asking if you think it's a good idea. Basil, the big thing here, then the next question, I suppose, is, are we then as a community, first of all, perhaps finding it hard to work with change? Because this is change. This is going to be huge. It's not something that we used to. We used to mathematics staying there. And secondly, are we then, I mean, are we not putting our children at a disadvantage because we failed them? Because likely, as you said, the Department of Education, government, we just don't have the teachers to teach the way mathematics should be taught.
Well, Abs, look, it is the truth that change is difficult. You'd remember just a few years ago, maths wasn't compulsory at all, that you could drop maths totally and have no maths by the time you reached matric. And then maths was introduced to a huge outcry. Unfortunately, when it was introduced, we didn't go with the whole package. We didn't invest in training, etc. And we're still sitting with that legacy. But it was a good thing. Now, with learning a little bit more about maths and about the rules that may not always be in the interest of children, there will have to be some changes. This is one of them. And change will always be difficult, but we've always got to see what is the purpose. And for NAPTOSA, it must be that it must improve the life chances of every child. Give every child a better chance. If it only punishes, or if it punishes a large group of children and they are worse off because of the rule that you have, then there's something wrong. And in this instance, we certainly say this will improve the life chances of a larger number than it will disadvantage.
And just very, very quickly, lastly, any communications with the Department of Higher Education, do you know? Would you be able to speak to that? Because one of the things I always find sometimes is that the changes are made on basic education, but not made on higher education. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I have to first let you know how this change came about. Of course, Minister Moshecha had a year and a half ago already had a committee that looked at various issues around changes, even a combination of mathematics and life science, where it was absolutely necessary. And there was the history and all that. And this was all part of a commission. And on that commission sat a number of people, including representation from higher education. So certainly the people from the universities and the technical colleges and the FET colleges were there. So they've been included in this, and their voice has been heard as well.
Basil, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. At least you've given us a clear, a better understanding of the processes that we are engaging with as gazetted on some of the papers. Thank you so much for joining us, and a good morning to you, sir.
Pleasure. Bye.
Thank you so much.